Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.
Agricultural programming is a production of Illinois Public Media. Now, here's Jim Angel at the Illinois State Water Survey, the Prairie Research Institute, with a weekend update of the weather forecast.
The statewide average temperature for May in Illinois was 63.2 degrees and 0.5 degrees above average. This was the first warmer-than-average month for Illinois since October of last year. May was a little short on precipitation. The statewide average amount was 3.3 inches. That's 1.3 inches below average. The wettest areas in the state were in that northeast corner where the amounts were 1 to 2 inches above average. It was a little drier in western Illinois between Interstates 72 and 74, which saw less than 2 inches of rain for the month. This area is now labeled abnormally dry by the U.S. Drought Monitor. The National Weather Service forecast indicated warm weekend followed by some cooling by midweek. On Saturday, highs will be in the low to mid-80s. Overnight lows on Sunday in the low to mid-60s, warming up to the mid-80s by the afternoon. Both Monday and Tuesday will be warm with highs in the low to mid-80s. Wednesday and Thursday will be slightly cooler with highs in the 70s in the north and in the 80s in the south. Higher humidity levels will follow these warmer temperatures with dew points readings in the mid to upper 60s for the week. There are chances for rain on Sunday through Wednesday of the amount of 30 to 50%.
Our thanks to Jim Angel at the Illinois State Water Survey, the Prairie Research Institute, for his weekly update of the weather forecast. Here the way the numbers finished up in Chicago for the week. On the weekly trade, the overnight and day trade, July corn for the week had a high at $4.75, its low at $4.65. Settlement price there at $4.65¾ was down 12¼ cents on the week. On the month, the close was 53¼ cents lower than it was in the month of April. December corn, 57½ cents lower for the week, down 17¾. The monthly trade down 51¾ in December corn. Soybeans had a high this week of 15.15½, a low at 14.82¾. The settlement price there at $14.93¼, down 22¼ cents for the week, 19½ cents lower on the month. November beans, $12.33¾. The weekly trade down Friday to Friday, 32 cents, 13 cents lower in the November beans or new crop for the month. And July bean meal, $500.20 was the settlement price. That was up $6.50 from last Friday. July bean oil at $38.50 was down $3.61. Soft red winter wheat July contract gapped lower for the month. It finished down 92 cents, $6.29½. It's the settlement price. The weekly trade there was down 23. The hard red July at 7.06 finished 19½ cents lower. It also posted a monthly outside down for both the soft red and the hard red, by the way. The hard red finished 62 cents lower than it did in April. August feeder cattle at $197 and a nickel were up $4.20. They gapped higher for the month, up $9.57½ in May. August live cattle at $138.60, a weekly trade $1.47½ higher, and on the monthly charts up $2.52½. Lean hogs in the July at $120.47½ on the settlement price, down $3.25 from the previous Friday, and down $1.92½ for the month of May.